To Genevieve's relief, everything had gone according to plan, and the surprise party was well into its stride. A quick glance round the garden told her that the guests were having a good time and mixing happily. Even her father looked as though he was enjoying himself. It was good to see him smiling. One of the guests was Adam Keller, who had an enormous crush on Natty, and, predictably, the object of his desire was ignoring him. She stood barefoot, wearing a pair of enormous dungarees rolled up to her knees, nothing underneath, and was lecturing Tubby Evans on the perils of pesticides. Tubby, so called because of his short legs and rotund shape, drove the local mobile fruit and veg van and was very much the man in the know. He had access to anything newsworthy in the area. Houses had been bought and sold via him in a single afternoon. And it was Tubby who had nicknamed Genevieve and her sisters the Sisters of Whimsy. He claimed they were the strangest collection of girls he'd ever come across. Seeing that Adam was standing on his own, Genevieve carried a tray of canapés over to him. "How's it going?" she asked. She was fond of Adam and couldn't help but feel sorry for him. Ever since he'd arrived in Angel Sands, he'd been hopelessly smitten with Natty. But Natty refused steadfastly to have anything to do with him. Genevieve thought her sister was a fool. Adam was warm-hearted and endlessly generous. Endlessly forgiving, too, especially with Natty. "But how could I consider him as a potential date?" she would say. "I mean, for pity's sake, he wears a gold bracelet." "Everything's just cracking," he said. "Couldn't be better." Adam was always upbeat. "I've bought another caravan park at Knowlton Haven. I signed the contract yesterday." This was how Adam had made his money, buying run-down caravan parks and turning them around. He owned 5 in Pembrokeshire, 3 in Devon, 5 in Cornwall, and another 2 near Blackpool. He was 35, but had been a bona fide millionaire since the age of 26, after selling everything he had and borrowing heavily to buy his first site in Tenby. Genevieve admired him for his enterprise and sheer hard work. He'd left school in Wolverhampton when he was 16, and had worked tirelessly ever since. Although these days, he'd reckoned, he'd earned the right to work the hours he chose. "What's the point in slogging my guts out," he'd say, "if I can't sit back and enjoy it occasionally?" He had a lot to enjoy. A beautiful house in Angel Sands he'd built 18 months ago, a choice of flashy cars to drive, and an apartment in Barbados. All that was missing was the right person to share it. The only one he wanted was Natty, but, sadly, she despised him. "He represents everything wrong in this world," she complained. "He's slowly destroying the natural beauty of where we live with his bloody awful shack parks. If he ever tries to build one near here, I'll personally burn it down." She would, too.